Wayne Kinslow swims in Puget Sound every day, rain, snow, or shine, without a wetsuit. In April, he completed his 1,000th consecutive day of swimming in the Sound. Marcy Silman caught up with Wayne at Alki Beach just before he went for his 1,017th swim.
It's a cold, cloudy day in West Seattle. Wayne Kinslow is standing next to the bathhouse at Alki, getting ready to take a dip. What's your prep or your stretch or your warm-up, or is there one, before you jump in?
Well, a lot of times I go down and I do pull-ups, and we can go down there before I go and I do pull-ups or push-ups before I go in the water. Mm. Sometimes I'll run just like, or jog a quarter mile. Sometimes I just, if I don't have time, I just come down and dive in.
I notice you have no wetsuit that I can see. Is there one underneath what you're wearing?
I don't wear a wetsuit. I just wear a swimsuit. And I probably wear a swim cap, maybe 80 days, 90 days out of the year. And usually when I wear a swim cap, it's so they don't call the police and say, oh, there's some guy out there trying to commit suicide. I've got a cap on. It kind of legitimizes me.
6 years ago, during a long stretch of summer sunshine, Wayne decided to visit Alki every day. He wanted to take advantage of the beach that was so close to his home. He says every day felt like a mini vacation. And every time he went to the beach, he jumped into the Sound for a swim. Each swim made him feel better, mentally stronger and happier. So he kept this up for 104 days.
And I felt really good during that period. Then I stopped. And I felt like I wanted to get that feeling back.
So 3 years later, Wayne decided to jump back into Puget Sound.
So I started doing it again, and I kind of got that feeling. I enjoyed the water, and it's a good workout. You know, and you have to go every day if you're doing a streak like this. So, you know, it means you're going to work out every day. And then I like to be out with nature and the animals.
On this particular day, clouds scud across the sky, and a brisk north wind has kicked up the waves. Most people wouldn't even consider diving into Puget Sound on a day like this. The water temperature is only 53 degrees. But after swimming in the Sound on a daily basis, Wayne says the cold doesn't bother him anymore.
Well, during the fall, I can describe it this way. When the water starts to get cold, all the colors are more vibrant. The colors in the trees, when I get out of the water, everything's more vibrant. You feel more alive.
What's your most memorable swim?
There are so many memorable swims. It'd be hard to say one. The one that was the most amazing to me was when I was out, and about a quarter mile out, I was going straight out. A flock of seagulls started to gather over me, because it was the time of the year when the salmon were running. And the sea lions, when they take salmon, there's pieces of salmon that go all over the place. So the seagulls know to follow them and wait for that. And they thought I was a sea lion. And they kept following me. And I went a half mile out off the beach. And by the time I got out, there were over 50 of them. And they were swarming like bees. Some came within 6 feet of me in the water to look at me. It was amazing.
And did they peck?
No. But once I finally popped up and they saw that I was a human, then they disbanded and flew away. They were disappointed, I can see, yeah.
In April, Wayne reached a personal goal, 1,000 consecutive days of swimming. He got together with a group of friends to celebrate. They had a potluck and a bonfire, and then they all went swimming. But that didn't end Wayne's streak. The next day, he jumped back into Puget Sound. This is now like 3 years almost of jumping in.
Yeah, 1,095 will be 3 years. So I'm 80-some days away from that now.
Huh. Do you think you'll ever stop?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out if this is a healthy thing to do or not, because I haven't been any long-term studies. I've been studying myself. I do a lot of research on myself. So just to see if it's actually something that's going to make me younger or older. If it's going to make me older, then I need to not do it. If it's going to slow my aging, then I need to continue doing it.
And with that in mind, Wayne heads back into the water for swim number 1,017.
Be safe out there.
I will. You guys start to stop. Boy.
Bye, thanks.
Wayne Kinslow speaking with Marcy Silman. Now, Kinslow swims in Puget Sound without a wetsuit, but that is not recommended. Hypothermia can overcome even the strongest swimmers. If you're inspired by Wayne or just thinking about cooling off with a dip in the water, keep in mind that local lakes, ponds, rivers, and certainly the Sound can be a lot colder than you think. The Washington Department of Health suggests checking beach advisories on the latest conditions, and they recommend swimming in lifeguarded areas.